Welcome to the Exit Coach Radio Show, the show for baby boomer business owners who are looking for cutting-edge information as they plan their 3 to 10 year business succession and exit. Every week, we interview top professional advisors for their best tips, strategies, and precautions so you can be well-planned. And don't miss our one-minute Exit Coach tip of the day on ExitCoachRadio.com. And now, here's your host, the Exit Coach, Bill Black.
This segment of the show is brought to you by Olive Crest and features John Foley and David Schaefer of Arrow Up Partners. Guys, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
So before we get started, if you could just give us a quick background, a little bit of information about your background and your professional background, which brought you to Arrow Up Partners.
Great. I'm John Foley, and I've been working with private equity-owned portfolio companies since 2008. That's where I met David Schaefer and our other partner who's not here today, Damon Brink. You see, middle market companies tend to focus on a sales force and not really put less focus on marketing. Sales force is obviously a critical piece to it, but you're not going to be able to scale unless you get into marketing. So I step in and helped these portfolio companies with branding, marketing, web development, SEO, social media, email, mobile support. And then when we got ready for a sale, when we anticipated that the company was going to be sold within, say, a year time frame, we then repositioned the company and focused on the things that were important to buyers. So what are those things? That's differentiation, that's industry recognition, high-value services. I personally have over 30 years of experience working with Fortune 500 companies, agencies, and also as an independent consultant. And over the years, you pick up the best practices, and you have tried to apply them for the middle market.
Well, with 30 years of experience in the market, then you've probably established a lot of best practices. So that's what that's basically what your company. And I looked at your website, and it's very interesting how you distill it down for business owners. So we'll talk about that in a minute. How about you, David?
Yeah, my name's David Schaefer, and not to upstage John, but I have a little over 30 years of experience. So I'm the senior person in the organization. John mentioned about Fortune 500. My background's a little bit different, having worked with the large companies, but primarily with the mid-market focus. I was a business owner, had my own business, which started traditionally as an entrepreneur in the garage in a technology consulting and operations business, and ultimately 6 years later sold it as well. So I've gone down that path. I've been a senior executive and managing director for two major CPA firms and was responsible for both national, international operation consulting, business process improvement, and information systems consulting, and also opened up our offices internationally in China, Korea, and Japan. And I guess when I put a bow around all of these experiences and things that we've gone through, both John and myself and Damon, what we look at is to really take our experience and distill it into four major entrepreneurial areas, namely operations, organization, finance, and then the use of technology to create value for your business.
Now, when you guys talk about the middle market, let's boil it down for our listeners. What do you mean by middle market? Where do you make the delineation?
We like to think of middle market. It's a very wide range, so it's a good question. We focus on 10 million in revenue up to, say, 75 million.
10 to 75,
yeah,
okay.
That's where we would be.
So that's a sweet spot for a lot of our listeners, and especially if they're in manufacturing or something that produces a lot of revenues. And what are they most commonly say we need to work on first with you? What's an example?
Well, the first thing is that most of them don't think they need anything but more money.
Okay.
But when we meet with them and work with them, we start to identify a few key points, and that is there isn't a focused strategy.
Okay.
The focused strategy that we're talking about is where everyone in the company can look at the 3 to 5 critical ideas that we're all going towards and have a clear path to get there. You know, these middle market companies, they wear a lot of hats.
And a lot of them have grown from being owner-operated, and now they're just bigger owner-operated, right?
Exactly.
And they haven't changed that style, and they need to come to somebody like you to say, hey, if we're going to get to from 10 to 20 to 30 to 50 to 100, we can't keep going like we're going, right? There's just not enough.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
It's a big shift.
Yes. So Arrow Up Partners has found that we can serve a wide range of industries, and we focus on tech, healthcare, financial services, construction, manufacturing, and more. Our ideal client is one that has an exit on the horizon within 2 to 3 years.
Okay.
Okay. And they're clear about their long-term intentions after a sale or succession. That's a big deal right there. Most of them are not sure if they're staying in the business or they're going to somehow sell the business. That's fuzzy for a lot of our clients, and we help them get clear about that.
And when they have that clarity, then they're going to be a lot better client for you because they're looking forward to something instead of dreading what's next, right?
Well, a lot of times their lifestyles and their families and their entire identity has been built around this business, and it's hard to extricate yourself from that.
And if I can just jump in on that very quickly, if you recognize that most of the entrepreneurs have given at a minimum 80 to 100 hours of a week of their time to their business, and now they're looking at an exit from there, where do we go from there?
Well, there's a well-known saying out there, before you leave work, ask your honey. Make sure that you clear it and you're clear about not only what you're going to do, but what you're going to do together, how your family is going to transition, because with that goal in mind, then it's a lot more clear. So, you know, let's get back to business. Now, a lot of them are running the business as a sometimes a lifestyle type of a business, right? The, mm-hmm. the CPA has been doing a very good job at minimizing taxes, which minimizes value a lot of the time.
That's right.
So when they come to you, is there, when you say, hey, we got to start maximizing your EBITDA, we got to start focusing on the sale now and shifting that, what kind of resistance do you get?
Plenty. The biggest shift is that we need to start having them think like a buyer. A buyer is looking at their business differently than they're looking at their business. And what we mean by that is they're looking for sustainable growth, a track record of profitability. They're looking for loyal clients and employees. They're looking for a business that they could buy and scale. And one of the things I would say about Arrowa Partners is that for us, we want to come in as a partner, and we have to establish trust and work shoulder to shoulder with our clients. That's the way it works for us.
Great point. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We're talking with John Foley and David Schaefer of Arrowa Partners. And when we come back, we're going to ask you for some client stories and tips and ideas and precautions for our listeners. We'll be right back.
You're listening to ExitCoachRadio.com, the information station for age 50-plus business owners, where we're interviewing over 250 top advisors for their best tips, ideas, and precautions so you can be well-planned. We upload new one-minute tips every day. ExitCoachRadio.com. Come listen for a minute.
Where does your business stand? Are you trying to grow or become more efficient? Do you have your sights set on succession or selling? Are you targeting the right revenue? Answers to these questions should drive your day-to-day activities, a part of your game plan. That's exactly what you'll get with the Business Improvement Playbook from Arrow Up Partners. Arrow Up Partners is a unique management consulting firm that middle market companies turn to when they want to increase the value of their business. Get your free playbook by visiting www.arrowuppartners.com and answering a few brief questions.
Welcome back, friends. Just a reminder that we've interviewed dozens of advisors on a wide variety of topics, and you will find all of their interviews and highlights online at exitcoachradio.com or on iTunes at itunes.exitcoachradio.com. And I'm talking with John Foley and David Schaefer of Arrow Up Partners. And before the break, we talked about, you know, getting your goals clear when you're a mid-market company when you're moving towards your exit. Now, why do people choose you? What's unique about Arrow Up Partners? Tell us about you guys.
What it's us eating our own dog food. We have to introduce our differentiation. First of all, there are four big points here. We are entrepreneurs ourselves, and we understand the business owner, and we get it, what they've sacrificed and what they've accomplished, and we appreciate that. Next, we have put together a very unique set of capabilities that you're not going to find in other firms, and that includes strategy, marketing and sales, and business efficiency. In fact, Lean Six Sigma efficiency. Middle market companies need these services, but they don't actually know that they can afford them.
Mm-hmm.
The third thing is that we jump in. We roll up our sleeves. You're not going to find a binder filled with deep analytics that's and a strategy plan that's sitting on the shelf for months collecting dust. We're going to be right there shoulder to shoulder with your team and pulling our own weight. And most importantly, and this is why ArrowUp Partners came to be, is we really believe the heroes of this story is the business owner. Business owners should have a successful outcome. And in America, if you think that a person could have a vision, determination, hard work, and a little luck, and create a successful business, having the ability to sell that and make a great return is a goal of ours. And that gives us a lot of satisfaction.
So not only do you walk the walk, but you talk the talk, rather, but you walk the walk and you get in there with people and really help them shoulder to shoulder to really to build this plan out and make it happen. What do clients say when you come in and you say, okay, we're going to help you get to the exit? How are we going to get started on this process? What's the first step?
Well, you know, it's interesting that you asked that, and maybe the best way to relate it, and hopefully your listeners, particularly those that are in the entrepreneurial stage, will appreciate this. We went out to a client, and I asked him what distinguishes what we bring to the table from anybody else. And he said, Dave, every morning I kind of wake up, and I feel like I'm on the roof of a 26-story building. And as I stand on that roof and I look out over the horizon, I know that my responsibility is to define a vision, define a direction. But then he said, I make a mistake and I kind of look down. And when I look down, I realize I'm on the edge of the roof and it's a log fall. And so where we start is really trying to understand one-on-one with that executive where he or she truly wants to be. What is that vision? What is the target operating model? Not only for the company, but for them personally and professionally. From there, we then move into what we call our strategic planning workshop and retreat, where through a series of prepared statements, interviews, we define that target operating model and we work with them to understand their current organization and how to move to the target. The conclusion of this is, let me go back to that same executive who shared with me that after we went through the workshop, he came back and said, well, I need to tell you there's good news and bad news. The good news is I'm still on the 26th story roof of the building. However, this time when I look down, I can actually see my feet and I'm not afraid of falling. So it really starts with understanding that direction and then transitioning that through a strategic planning workshop retreat into some very specific 3 to 5 critical initiatives that'll close the gap from the current operation to the target operating model.
Very clearly said, very well put. When is the ideal optimal time when someone should start talking to you guys when they're contemplating a sale? How many years in advance?
You know, it really is an interesting question because it varies by company. What we usually share with a client is that if they are looking for an exit strategy, particularly looking towards an investment firm, they're going to have to demonstrate not only a future revenue and EBITDA, as you refer to, Bill, projection, but also a historical performance. So if we're in a startup mode, it's not realistic to expect that someone's going to jump in like Google and buy you on day one. You really need to have that 3 to 5 year history behind you. So for us, it's saying start at any time. The earlier, the better. And based on where you are in your life cycle, let's determine what the appropriate target exit is. What's the EBITDA target? What is the multiple target? How are we going to increase that value?
So what I hear you saying is depending on the target, you might need to start with audited financials. You might really telling your story early as possible.
Correct.
I always heard the rule of thumb was the best time to start was 5 years ago. Second best time is now. So
That's right.
But you said 2 to 3 years earlier, so I was kind of wondering what you thought your optimum time was.
That is pretty much it.
No less than that.
I would say not.
Okay.
Right.
All right. So if you could give our listeners a couple tips, ideas, or precautions as they're thinking along these lines and thinking, maybe I should call these guys, maybe I shouldn't, but what should I be doing right now?
Well, I think the first thing to take a look at is to move away from what I call the Alice in Wonderland syndrome. And for those of us who have children and read Alice in Wonderland, you might recall there's a scene in the book where Alice is looking to find her way and she comes to the Cheshire Cat. And she says to the Cheshire Cat, well, which road should I take? And the cat says, you know, if you don't have a clear direction, any road will do. So the first tip I would say to any entrepreneur is to take that vision and get it put down on paper. What is that target operating model that you're looking for? The second tip is most entrepreneurs have come from a position of being worker bees. Now we're transitioning into a formal organization. So the second area is really to put together a strategy and a plan that holds your key management people accountable, responsible. That's for two reasons. First, it's to extricate yourself from the day-to-day business. And secondly, is understanding that a lot of equity firms are going to expect to have you as an earnout over a period of time. The quicker you can build your organization and hold people accountable, the less reliance there is on you, and you don't have to look ahead for 3 years and say, I'm going to be working to earn my money over 3 years, and now I've got to report to an investment firm. And then the third thing is to really move away from what I call entrepreneurial optimism. Every one of us, us included, who have built a company, always see the bright side of the future, this opportunity. And particularly if we have a spouse who asks us every morning, why are we doing this again? It's nice to have that opportunist type of look. The third tip is really, when we work with a client, is from the financial perspective. And that is to establish realistic goals, a work plan that is financially set to reality rather than optimism. And if you manage to reality and you happen to hit optimism, it just increases the value and your personal wealth.
Great tips. Thanks very much for that. What's the best way for someone to reach out and get in touch with you all?
Our website would be a good place to start, www.arrowuppartners.com. They can also call John Foley directly, 949-429-1794. Or David Schaefer at 714-330-0678.
And you have an assessment on the website,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
And I've looked, your website's very good, by the way. It's very readable for the average business. It's not so technical that it turns anybody off. So I'd encourage anyone to go on and check out Arrow Up Partners. And thanks very much for coming on to the show, you guys. Really
thanks
appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Excellent.
I've been talking with John Foley and David Schaefer of Arrow Up Partners, and we're going to take a short break. So please stay tuned.
You're listening to ExitCoachRadio.com, the information station for age 50-plus business owners, where we're interviewing over 250 top advisors for their best tips, ideas, and precautions so you can be well-planned. We upload new one-minute tips every day. ExitCoachRadio.com. Come listen for a minute.
Thank you for listening to Exit Coach Radio.